right, so I'm John the Tourist Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 4th of January. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 46 BC, the Battle of Rispuna in Africa took place between Julius Caesar and the Republican army commanded by Titus Labienus, a former supporter of Caesar who had defected to the Republican side at the beginning of Caesar's civil war. Due to poor planning and conditions, Caesar had arrived in Africa under strength, but both forces battled fiercely to near exhaustion. Eventually, the result was a mixed defeat for Caesar. He had failed to secure more supplies as intended, but his army remained intact with a foothold at Rispuna. In 1642, King Charles I of England attempted to arrest five members of Parliament, commencing England's slide into civil war, and 7 years later, same day in 1649, the Rump Parliament voted to put Charles I on trial for high treason, resulting in him being convicted and executed. That was a bad move there, Charlie. Samuel Colt sold his first revolver pistol to the United States government on January 4th in 1847. 1853, after having been kidnapped and sold into slavery in the American South, Solomon Northup regained his freedom at last. His memoir, 12 Years a Slave, would later become a national bestseller, and you might have seen the flick a couple of years back. Captain William MacDonald aboard the Samarang discovered the MacDonald Islands on today's date in 1854. One of the most remote places on Earth, the MacDonald and Heard Islands are a volcanic group of barren Antarctic islands, about two-thirds of the way from Madagascar to Antarctica, and one of Australia's external territories. 1865, the New York Stock Exchange opened its first permanent headquarters near Wall Street in New York City. 1903, on January 4th, Topsy, an elephant, was executed by the publicity-hungry owners of Luna Park, Coney Island, for the crime of killing a spectator after the guy burnt the tip of her trunk with a lit cigar. 100% I'm going to say he had that one coming. Originally, the plan was to hang the elephant until intervention by the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Instead, she was fed poison, electrocuted, and strangled, the electrocution ultimately killing her. Thomas Edison's film company shot a film of the death that can still be found today called Electrocuting an Elephant. As part of World War II, Operation Carpetbagger, involving the dropping of arms and supplies to resistance fighters in Europe, began on today's date in 1944. 1948, Burma gained its independence from the UK, becoming an independent republic named the Union of Burma. Tricky Dick Richard Nixon refused to hand over materials subpoenaed by the Senate Watergate Committee on today's date in 1974. 1988, a prison riot at Fremantle Prison caused $1.8 million worth of damage. And finally in 2010, the current tallest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa, officially opened in Dubai on today's date. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Emperor Zizong, 7th Emperor of the Song Dynasty of China, born today's date in 1077. Sir Isaac Newton, discoverer of gravity, born today's date in 1643. Good thing he did too, or we'd all just sort of float off everything into space. We'd put things down, never be able to find them again. And voice actor Sterling Holloway, the original Winnie the Pooh, born today in 1905. Some famous musos for us as well this morning. Pop singer Vanity, born today's date in 1959. Bernard Sumner of Joy Division and New Order, 63 today. Guitarist Niels Klein, also 63. Buddy Loveless is 62. And Till Lindemann of Rammstein is 56. Everybody hurts. This track going out, of course, this morning to Michael Stipe of REM. 59 this morning, one of the first true alternative bands, REM, a pioneer of alt rock and inspiration to a great deal of other bands that came after it. Stipe's voice and lyricism an absolutely distinct part of the band. We are going out on Everybody Hurts for This Day in History on 2SER 107.3.